Thank you. First, just to make a comment on deletion of footnotes because they contain references to the literature. I think it'd be ironic if in our discussion of subsidiary means, we took the decision that we would not make reference to teachings. That would be somewhat ironic. I do understand, of course, that the call is more, at least I understood it, not as a call for deletion, but maybe for more, you know, in terms of taking account of the representativeness that we've called for, that maybe we should have greater references, not a deletion. But the main reason that I took the floor is I have to say I do have some difficulty with paragraph 12. And forgive me, it will take some time, but I think it is important because I think it's an important paragraph. So we have to start with paragraph 9, what the special rapporteur is doing here. So in paragraph 9, the text says, third line, first determination has one meaning when considered in its noun form, and it gives us a meaning of the word determination. And it says that it can mean ascertainment. So that's meaning one. And then paragraph 12 is giving us, in effect, a meaning two, a second meaning. And when we take the second sentence of paragraph 12, it says to determine is to ascertain definitely by observation, examination. So first of all, I have difficulty with that sentence because that's just a repetition, in my view, of the meaning that we had in paragraph 9. I don't actually think that's a second meaning. Then we get to what I think really is the second meaning, which is it can therefore also be read, and I don't think that's an all, therefore, it's just it can also be read as, and then it gives us a second meaning. But I think this second meaning actually is a problematic one in the context of Article 38.1d. And I would be very hesitant for us to suggest that this second meaning is the one that determine means in the context of 38.1d. The laying down decisively. In fact, it would be inconsistent with what we had said earlier on when we looked at the various language texts and our use of the word auxiliary, it's a help, and all of that. So I have some difficulty with keeping that second meaning. Now, that leaves us with what we do with the rest of the sentence. The rest of the paragraph. I don't actually have much difficulty with the rest of the paragraph. And so my own concrete proposal would actually be to make two changes. Number one, which would be to actually delete the first three sentences of paragraph 12. And so starting with the sentence that says in this regard, but rather than saying in this regard, just to say, start by saying in some instances, the court will in a judicial decision, that would be my first proposal. But the consequential change will actually mean going back to paragraph 9. And I know we have adopted paragraph 9, but I couldn't make this point in paragraph 9 until we came to paragraph 12. It will require consequential change in paragraph 9 because when we say the term could be understood in at least two ways, maybe I pause. I think they support the special rapporteur's proposal, and there is displeasure that I'm going against the special rapporteur's proposal. People are voting with their feet. So if my proposal is accepted, it would actually mean revisiting paragraph 9, where we talk about two ways in which the word determination could be understood. And then we would just say determination is understood in the way in which we take it in paragraph 9, if we support the deletions that I'm suggesting in paragraph 12.